Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Houston Astros and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebohm. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebohm. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Groat reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Warwick moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Nottebohm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebohm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. White reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick throws the ball into Lillis, who tags Grote trying to catch an extra base, for the out. White scores. One out. It's Astros, 3, Cardinals, 3. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss, who is chasing the ball. Musial reaches third base with a triple. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0 for 1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Musial hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Warwick for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Goss reaches third base with a triple. Staub scores. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Astros. Ed Botton now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. J.C. Hartman now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis now playing third base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Astros will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James pinch hits for Ed Botta. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Flood reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James scores. Flood scores. It's 7-5, Astros. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. One out. It's 7-6, Astros. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxville moves to second. Leo Burke pinch hits for George Altman. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Burke reaches second base with a double. Maxville scores. There goes Boyer trying to get to home. Goss throws the ball into Temple, who relays the ball to Bateman, who tags Boyer, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's Astros, 7, Cardinals, 7. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Astros will come to bat. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Leo Burke now playing right field. Charlie James now playing left field. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Hartman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman strikes out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 3-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Goss takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive towards short. Grote catches it and throws to first to double up Goss. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote is hit by the pitch. Karel Sawatzki pinch hits for Diomedes Olivo. Karel Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Karel Sawatzki. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boyer is hit by the pitch. Gibson moves to second. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Ken Johnson now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-4 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-4 in the game. Spangler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver pinch runs for Gene Oliver. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCarver moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Flood reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. James moves to third. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Houston Astros, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.